So who wants salad?
I do.
What do you want to eat?
If there's one food you wouldn't expect first graders to be excited about, it's salad. But here at Sierra House Elementary, a public elementary school in South Lake Tahoe, the weekly salad bar is a popular addition to school lunch because the kids are growing their own lettuce.
So today we're going to go out to the dorms. But first I have some questions and we're going to go over some things. Who knows what the word botany means? Who remembers?
That's Michelle McLean, who runs the garden program at the school. McLean started out as a parent volunteer a few years ago. Then she saw an advertisement for the Tahoe Food Hub's growing dome in Truckee. A master gardener, McLean thought the geodesic greenhouse, specially designed for use in the snow, looked really cool. So she drove over to tour it and decided South Lake needed its own dome. Sierra House principal Ryan Gallus was all for it, if they could raise enough money. 66% of the kids at Sierra House are on free and reduced lunch, and the school didn't have extra funds laying around for a garden program. But the idea fit well with Sierra House's overall focus on health and fitness.
It's pretty amazing that no school or district funds were involved in creating this. You know, the Soroptimists were one of the first groups that really got behind the project and put their money where their mouth was. They granted us $25,000. And I think, you know, on an administrative level, a lot of people didn't think that it was going to be a reality until that money came in.
Since then, the school has raised another $100,000, letting them add a pollinator garden, outdoor garden boxes, and two Sierra growing domes. Designed by Colorado-based Growing Spaces, one of the domes even contains an aquaponic garden where fish provide nutrients to plants and vice versa.
I believe they're making better food choices. They're a lot healthier. It puts meaning behind their vocabulary words, and their big common core thing are cycles and life cycles, so they can actually see the life cycle of a plant.
That's Denise Pillsbury, a second grade teacher at Sierra House. She says regular trips to the domes help to keep the kids calm throughout the day. But the kids in her class, they just like the plants.
What's your favorite plant in here?
The mints, because they taste good and I just like them.
My favorite plant was the chive.
You like the taste?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool. It's not really that sour.
Yeah.
At lunch, a good 90% of the school's first graders opt for salad. And blow my mind. McLean says you can see the difference with the kids who have had the dome classes since they started school. They opt for way more veggies at lunchtime. The program is having a benefit on the community as well.
My name is Hector Ochoa. I work for UC Cooperative Extension, CalFresh Nutrition Education. And we provide nutrition education, garden-based nutrition education as well, here in the South Lake Tahoe Basin.
Ochoa either consults on or runs various nutrition programs throughout South Lake, at schools, and also at the Family Resource Center.
And we're doing, for example, cooking classes, a part of the class. You know, the big hype right now is, say, kale. They see it at the store, you know, this is a superfood thing. But we're trying to break that down because a lot of families want to know how to use it. You know, what type of recipes is it good with? Or what can I use it in to kind of mask it a little bit?
Because they also just look cool, with shiny, geometric exteriors, the Sierra House growing domes have brought both parents and community members into the school's garden program. Here's Principal Ryan Gallus again.
This has had the biggest impact on parent involvement and parent volunteering on campus that I've seen in the 8 years that I've been here. Parents are regularly involved with doing either nutrition lessons or literacy lessons inside the domes.
McLean is getting ready now to plant the pollinator garden for the spring and hopes to start incorporating more cooking classes too. Other schools around the Tahoe Basin are also looking at getting their own growing domes. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.